This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how, despite the times we live in, Jesus is still the light of the world. Sometimes we need to be reminded of this because things can appear so dire at times. In fact, Jesus told his disciples that he was the light of the world just before he healed a blind man. So in the scriptures, a blind man approached Jesus, and Jesus' disciples questioned why the man was blind. They wondered if he was blind because he was being punished for his sins or the sins of his parents. However, Jesus instructed them that the man was not blind due to sin. He was blind so that the power of God could be seen in him. Just before Jesus reached down to mix mud and his saliva to form a paste to heal the man's eyes, he reminded them that he was the light of the world. In other words, the man was blind for God's purpose, since God was using his blindness to shed light. And recently, I honor two faculty members who sacrificed their own lives to serve as a shield of protection for their students. We have to know that even during tragic times, God can use these very dark times to still shine his light. And in shining his light, convey his message, to use people to move us into action. And so let us keep these few words top of mind today as we remember, despite how dire things are, I am the light of the world, John 9:5. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, live with confidence that Jesus is still the light of the world.